The City of Commerce has contracted with the Tool Design Group, that's a national urban planning firm, the job to devise a plan to improve the city's downtown and transportation corridors. Last night, planners and city officials held an open meeting in the Norris community, that's the historically African-American neighborhood on the northeast side of Commerce. About 15 people from the neighborhood attended the event at the Norris Community Center. Their message for planners was clear. Norris needs more and better sidewalks, and Ivory Moore Park needs to be maintained better. Dora Pinnell is pastor at the Pentecostal Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in Norris.
Well, the things down at the park that the children are playing on, and the things was down there when my children were kids, and they've grown with grandkids now. So they need to update the park at the Norris community to look like the rest of the parks.
The lack of sidewalks and the poor condition of existing sidewalks was identified as a concern by almost everyone who spoke at the meeting.
They gave us a grant back in the 80s for sidewalks from Charlie Drive all the way to the park, but they never put them down here. I still have the documents where the state gave them for them to put sidewalks down here. And we definitely need them for the children to walk to the park because the people drive so fast through here. It's not safe for children. It's a lot of children in this community now.
Another attendee at last night's meeting, Garrick Sampson, agreed.
That'd be a good thing. Sidewalks on the major roads so the kids will stay safe.
Sampson said that poor conditions at Ivory Moore Park inspire children from the neighborhood to walk down to City Park, that's south of downtown. Parents worry about the children who stay at City Park until dusk and then walk back home to Norris through dimly lit streets.
We need to work on the facilities like the park so our kids can have somewhere to play at a safe hour. Bathroom most definitely needs to be fixed. We need toys and stuff, new swing sets for the kids, a sand pit for the kids, something they can climb on, so forth and so on, those kind of things. Maybe even a water spout or something. When it gets hot, they can stay cool, those kind of things right there.
Sampson also lamented the neglected state of the location of the former Norris School, which served the community during the era of segregation. The lot is currently unused.
They won 2 state championships there and nobody really recognized it, but the school is gone now. So with that being said, it should be something there like a historical marker or a facility that the kids can learn, like a learning center, to teach them how to get jobs and so forth and so on. With that being said, you know, let's get a learning center for the community. That'd be a good place for that. Instead of staying right there in place of old Norris. And it need to be a historical marker there to recognize those guys and those ladies that won those state championships during that segregated time when it was there.
Norris residents also mentioned the neglected state of vacant residential lots in the neighborhood, some with decaying structures, others overgrown with weeds or fallen trees. Those in attendance voiced no objections to improvements for downtown or the streets around the university, but they did want to make sure that when improvements are made, that some long overdue attention to the Norris community is part of the plan. Opportunities for the public to participate in the process continue. Tool Design Group and the City of Commerce is hosting another public meeting Thursday evening. It will be at the First Baptist Church Fellowship Hall near downtown, 6:30 until 8 p.m. tomorrow. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.